Tainus Perk Beis Mishnah Zayin. Anshe Mishmar Mutarim Lishtos Yayin Balelos. Anshe Mishmar, they were able to drink wine at night, Avalo Beyomim, but they were not allowed to drink wine during the day. The reason that they're allowed to drink wine at night is because at night they would almost certainly not be needed to help out if it wasn't their day to serve. But they were not allowed to drink during the day because during the day there is a chance that they would be needed, that their Kohanim from the base of would need help, and they obviously could not be drunk. You're not allowed to serve in the base of Mikdash when you drank wine. Va'anshe base av, but the base av that was serving that day, lo vayom v'lo belaylo. They couldn't drink during the day, and they also couldn't drink at night. And the reason is, the Rav says, because at night there was an avoda that they had to do, that they had to put a varm and pdarim that came off the mizbech, they had to put this limbs or the fats that fell off the mizbech, they had to put back on the mizbech, and they had to do this all night. So therefore, they couldn't drink even at night if they were appointed for that night. Anshe Mishmar va'anshe Maimid asurim milasapur l'chabes. The Anshe Mishmar, who we discussed, were the Kohanim that were appointed, and the Anshe Maimid. Now the Maimid is not Kohanim. These are Yisraelim that were appointed, that were set as like emissaries for all of Klal Yisrael, because when the Kohanim are being makriv karbonos on behalf of Klal Yisrael, you should have the Yisraelim standing by the karbon or near the karbon. So you can't obviously have all of Klal Yisrael, so they used to have ma'amados. There were 24 sets of people that would stand in the place of Klal Yisrael, and these were called ma'amados. So these Anshe Maimid, the people from the Maimid that was appointed for the Jewish people, and the Anshe Mishmar, they were usher to take haircuts and to do laundry during the time that they were serving. The reason is because the Chacham did not want them to come to the Beis HaMikdash with unkempt hair and also garments that weren't laundered. This way, while they were there, they wouldn't start taking haircuts the week that they were there and also going to laundromats then. The reason it was done before is they shouldn't walk in and look unpresentable in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, they asked them to do it that whole week, because really, they can just go in and while they were by the Beis HaMikdash, they would get a haircut there. But that's not really ideal. It should be done beforehand. So they asked them to do it during the time that they were being by the Beis HaMikdash. Uvechamishim mutarim b'pnei kfaid HaShabbos. However, on Thursday, it was mutter to do laundry and to cut hair because of kfaid Shabbos. And the reason is because they didn't make them do it Erev Shabbos because they wanted them to be osek and busy with preparing for Shabbos. That's why the kula, the heter, for them to get a haircut and to do laundry was specifically on Thursday, not on Friday, because Friday they should spend time preparing for Shabbos.